Macmillan Audio presents White House Diary by Jimmy Carter. Read for you by Jimmy Carter and Boyd Gans.
Preface. During my 4 years in the White House, I kept a personal diary by dictating my thoughts and observations several times each day. Some days I kept notes and dictated later. When time permitted, my secretary, Susan Clown, would type the notes and file the pages in large binders. Each week, a record of every public statement or activity of the President of the United States is published, including documents signed, visits to any site, speeches made, and even answers to shouted questions from news reporters. When dictating entries to my diary, I tended to ignore this public record and intertwined my personal opinions and activities with a brief description of the official duties I performed. Readers should remember that I seldom exercised any restraint on what I dictated because I did not contemplate the more personal entries ever being made public. When my opinions of people changed, for instance, I did not go back and amend the entries. Except for a few entries, I never examined these typed notes until February 1981, when Rosa and I unpacked our belongings after returning to our home in Plains, Georgia. I was surprised to find 21 large volumes of double-spaced text, a total of more than 5,000 pages. I still have the original document in my home, and one copy has been sequestered in the Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta. Until now, none of the diary entries have ever been revealed, except when snippets have been used in museum exhibits, or when I've quoted a...